By Mor Chazar Kuf Tzadik Hay, so Machabe says, "Lo yistakel afilu ba'keva." This is a stakel. The lach is not allowed to look at it or comments. Because something which is megula, it's going to be mata. Says in terms of what's considered megula and what's considered mechutz. So first, in terms of what's called a stakless, so Mr. Kurtz is passion stakless means you're being mistakel. Stam seeing real fitume is not a problem. Mistakel, if there's like a stakless, it's going to be a problem. Otherwise, it's not going to be a problem. The Shei Vilvi then says that the difference between stakless and Ria is Kechurasaira, so you have to be careful to make sure you're not over on this stakless. Now, in terms of what's considered a makam mechusa, so I guess we could break it into three types of situations, or four types of situations. There's the way somebody walks in the street, there's the way somebody. On the way somebody walks in the street, there's the way somebody walks in the house can be collecting day and night, and in the street, a lot of different levels of the street. So the question is, how do you break down the different types of gedar? So Moshe says that the gedar dava is that, being that the whole vart is a vart of chashash hirer, and therefore, in as much as this is the way she normally walks around the house, then it's not going to be a chashash. So if in the house she's not machmir for kimchis, I'm not going to say for it, she doesn't cover her hair. So, commotion in that type of situation, the mice would not be considered a problem. And it would not be an issue in terms of anything which is normal in the house. As she walks around, it would not be considered an issue. Now, where Moshe can shoot together is in terms of how she walks around normally during the day. You don't say the way she normally walks around during the day, that would be together. You want to say together is the way she walks around during the night. And passes that to me together, going to Moshe. In Moshe's world, what about nursing? Is that considered makam mechus? So you say no. It's very normal that she nurses, and therefore it's going to be mata. I think in Moshe passes would be very straight to say that's called passes makam mechus. Even though maybe she nurses a lot during the day, but you're not going to say talking to Moshe and say, oh, let's see, she walks around the bathing suit all day. That's around all day. That's right. You're not going to say that's not called Makam Mechusa. There is a certain gather. So that's because of Makam Mechusa. What you're saying? Something which there is no din to cover, and it's not an Ervil. And that situation, if that's the way normally she walks around, so then he's like here, and which is willing to be makeup. Avada, if it's something bad, which is supposed to be Mechusa, Avada, Chayim Ramosha would be Machma. The other side of the coin is a lot of places can say this. The Pashas, the steamiest of Shulchan Aruch is, steamiest of Allah is, Makam Mechusa, anything which is Mechusa, and again, the Mechusa is anything which is the way that a person walk around outside, and whatever the gather a person walk around outside, that's considered Makam Mechusa. Now, even in on the side that's Makam Mechusa, let's say you have those burqa ladies where everything's covered. Do they have to walk around the house like that also?
Yeah.
No, so I don't think so. I don't think that's the gather. I think there's a certain gather of. The what? No. I think there's a certain gather that the gather of is that. Makam Mechusa is it's a combination of something which is supposed to be covered, and Al-Pidin is something Al-Pidin is supposed to be covered, so we're going to be magdar that as a Makam Mechusa Shabbat, but something Al-Pidin, there is no din to cover it, and...
You don't hold the Al-Pidin, it has to be covered.
No, there's never din for it, but what?
Maybe they hold the Al-Pidin.
Pialochi after because it's something we have, which there is some type of level of din to cover it, then we could call that Makam Mechusa Shabbat.
We're wearing tights also.
What do you say?
We're like tights.
So after that, according to the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, so then right, then the Nami Sheikh is still here, so underneath, technically, that would not be considered Makam Mechusa. According to the Chazanish and other Achronim who say that it's considered Makam, that's considered Makam Mechusa. That the sheikh is down to the ankle, and a chanami, it would be. We saw the truth in the Yehuda, which says that if a lady's going to the mikvah, you have to check her over. The same because he looks like over his wife. So we saw the shadows, which is mamish for 1 second. The whole word is chashash of her stackless, which is going to be 1 second, then lemaisa is not going to be a problem. This is all the makam mechusa shabbat. Makam is like guliyim, so there is no iser. To look at her in order to be mahana, there is no is. So the shayas megeya, muta stakim comes gluing up. It's nena briyosim. You know, it's going to be muta. The shayas is there is there hera beishtai. This is really shayla bein the hatter bein beisur. Is there is there hera beishtai or not? So Moshe in tshuva alach samachas and as in alach samachtes, he knows that there is there hera beishtai. And there's no heter of mehaher beishtoi. It says b'frat. The issur here is not just the issur of a ma'aseh znus. It's the two dinim, right? This is we spoke about last week. L'sarach avach avichanech was one issur. So here is znus, so it won't be by your wife. The issur of shvat dekol davarosh, shavi kari belayla. So technically, that's the issur of shavi kari belayla. So technically, that would also apply to ishtoi. And therefore, Moshe and Aleph Samachas, are both chuvizi, right? That's going to be this issur of b'mahara b'ishtoi. There is a, well, technically, he doesn't make a difference for Moshe, not so much b'chalik. The Kesef Kachim in Evan has, I think, of Aleph. He's in style that maybe it's not going to be Osir, he says, because he said, number one, Kesef Kachim. Ezim Kodesh, sorry. Ezim Kodesh. Yeah, can we say it? And Simcha Aleph over there. Simcha Aleph. He says over there that there is no, he's been started, maybe there's no Isra. He said, because number one, he says it's Lish Shkiach, because your wife, you love you, take care of Laila. Befrat, it's called Pas Basali. It's called Pas Basali, because even though it's Asa right now, but Lach Hezman is called Pas Basali, and he's been started more noted to say that maybe there would not be, there would not be Isra.
Can we bring
Rise
from Heisman?
Who?
Can we bring Rise from Heisman, or do we say that?
Rise from who?
From Heisman,
why
did we just say that they're only discussing
the Lagabe
Mitchell?
What do you mean?
Meaning,
meaning
that
they
bring
by sitting on the Zamri Ishtoi, so says that the Pesach Shuvah brings down that it's a Sopek whether because Zamri Ishtoi is going to be Asa or Mutter. Nene, and not in it. It's a very big thing. The Pesach Shuvah is a Sopek whether it's going to be Asa or Mutter, it's a Dami to Yichud, or it's Dami to other things which are Asa. And the Skamas of Pesachim is that we're Machmer on Kalver. Moshe says Menorah Lachmer, and we're Machmer on Kol Shulchan's Machmer, and Chav Kimli says, and the Ma'aseh Machmer on Kol Zemer of Ishtoi Nida, we're going to be Machmer. Therefore, if your wife is singing, you say Nida, that you know there will be a problem. Like, you know, singing the kids when they're going to sleep. It's Mir Shabbos, and those are all going to be also. There's not going to be had to trick her in some way. Pashtus, and therefore she should not be singing. Therefore she should not be singing. And the Chabad brings down that the Indian to Roy L'Shachel of God Benin Dusa, they should name Zachem Tom Mishri. She needs to Roy that they should be Yachib God Benin Dusa, in order they should remember always that she is a Nida. The Torah Shalom says that what do you remind her? She's a Nida. The Chetesa, the whole Ikka thing was Shleish Kanal Baila, the Gemara says, and where do you get this thing in order to remember that she's a Nida? The Maisa, the place in point, say, well, Leinogu, the Chachzalim doesn't bring it down, and it could be the Mahal Chadav is, if the Issa is Shleish Kanal Baila, could be, sorry. The fact that there's an Inyan of remembering the Maisa, that's a very Kiddush, and the place say, well, Maisa, we're not knowing it. Why are we not knowing it? If you look at reasons, actually, the scanner could be Santa Gabe's man has said that we have washing machines and now walking around with clothes which are full of blood spots. Could be that's the limusris. And the maestro loinogu and the minigibs to be makel. And Siftasa says, because you do the scash, you do so, that the scan albaila, the only time they makel is in order to take the scan albaila, and this is Bakashi. Therefore, everyone recommends that she should definitely be mamayat, the amount. That she is the amount of kishrut that she does be to do so, and it's recommended to be my kafiya yechavas.
Basically, she
whatever normal, normal. The basically tshuva brings down in terms of smelling her basamim. Brings down from the brikei Yosef. Yosef also lech basamim shala. Avshat her yosuk shoshanim mekam yeshes rachik. Simul Nadav is Sugva Shoshanim, so Siyog Gamba Shoshanim. We saw a nice drasha. Sugva Shoshanim, you mean Siyog also with perfume. Nice play on words. Zog the Taz, I feel in the Sira. The Taz says, even if you take it off, Hubin Sama Shanit, Sima Lav, Hubin Lechum Al Shulchan, Fil Chasa L'Reach Behem. The Taz says that even if you should take it off, If it puts her besamim, then it's going to be aser. So the first shayla is in terms of if it's her perfume, is that aser or is that mutter? The pashas adav is dafka, if it's something which she put on her and she took it off, then we say that's her besamim and we'll be machim. If it's time or perfume, you know, we don't have a clear raya, that's going to be aser. And in that situation, you're able to be mekel. When it gave besamim for Havdalah, she's home in the Besama, you know, you're supposed to be on the Besama. But let's say you're by your in-law's house, or your parents' house, and made a bracha, and they're passing on the Besama, so then your wife has it, so she can't pass it to you, right? So you're just going and smell it. Is that going to be a palm, or is that going to be mitzvah? So the passage of also the whole word of the Besama is that when it's her Besama, so there's a chashash hirur. Mashenkein, when you don't get some shal mitzvah, and just be Torah mitzvah, and some shal mitzvah, passages when I'm any matzah of hirur, and therefore it's going to be okay. I say that's also another taina kilo that b'sam shalleh is also the fact that you're just holding it. We're not going to be sacked because b'sam shalleh. So it's another taina, and therefore it's going to, therefore it's going to be mutter. We mentioned that the three things which Chazal asked her, not be mutter. One of the things is that you're not allowed to be. What? So get them yes or no? In terms of also let's look at Mayim Luchas Ponev Raglov, she's not allowed to pour water in order to Luchas Ponev Raglov. I feel in the grace, but I feel my Mayim saying that she's not allowed to pour water for him. So the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, what are we talking about? The Taz is bothered by the Chayra Tevil Kesas Azrika or handing. It's like the Taz that Batsim Segeid Dav Acher, and the reason why it's also over here is a Din Aschiba. And that's the reason why she's not allowed to go ahead and wash it. The Shach brings down even just preparing it, just putting it down and preparing the Mayim for Rechitza, Zak the Shach, that's something which is going to, that's something which is going to be awesome. So Shach is, can she prepare a bath for him? Can she turn on the dud? Can she bring Mayim Achreinim? So the first thing is that the pashtas halacha is that the only time it's going to be asked, like all these things, is dafka, it's going to be b'fanav. If it's shlei b'fanav, the pashtas hadav is that it's going to be mutter, and therefore filling up a bath, he's not in the bathroom, pashtas is going to be okay. I did see some place going to say that, no, this is chibi yaseira, and therefore it's going to be asav, pashtas of evichidus, and the pashtas hadav is shlei b'fanav, and all these halachas we are making, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. In terms of Mayim Achreinim, so that also passage you can be make of the Mayim Achreinim Vaiter, it's not a Dover Shalchiba. These things are Dvorm Shalchiba when it's Betor, when it's not Mayim, not Betor Rechitza, it's just Betor Mitzvah. That's not considered Dover Shalchiba, and therefore it's not the same type of Mayim for Rechitza, and therefore the Chita is going to be okay.
Even if she pours it?
What do you say? Ah, no, don't prepare. I would pray now. Why? It's a Maisa Chiba. I still think that whenever you're pouring something on somebody, even it's a mitzvah, like, I don't do for you, right?
It's a nice thing.
I think, I would think the mitzvahs of somebody else washing you might. We can debate that. Okay, fine, right there. Of if there's a choila, so Rechav brings down that emhu choila vein mi in lemishim shenu zlasam uteres l'sham shay. If he's a choila, being that he's tashas koychay, if he's a choila, the halacha is that if there's no one else, it's mutar l'sham shay. Right? Lizar b'yoyse tukul lizar mechaz panim ragla, but tzas mita b'fanav. You should try the hardest not to do achatz paneviraglov, but kefir yichelas, but beetsam make it, then it's going to be mutter in the case where he is a chel. What's the sivas hadaver? The sivas hadaver is being that he's weak and he's sick, so therefore there's no chash of hegel avera. He's a meskavlov tashkeichay, so therefore that's the reason why we're going to be matter it, being that he's very weak. So the couple shahs come up. When he's weak, it's going to be mutter. So I guess, so first, in the case of the situation where he's weak, let's say he's very weak, is she allowed to put on tefillin for him? He's not able to put on tefillin by himself. Is that going to be mutter? Is that going to be awesome? And this is the gather is that you don't even mishamish him things like he needs for the chayla. You let help him up if you have to, and just dvarim shechibi you can't do. Or the gather adav is, and no, the pshat is that b'mokim chili, being that he's weak, therefore there is no chashah go davar, and therefore whatever his tracham are, whatever whatever he needs, then we're going to be mata. I think the gedar davar is that like the second way. The pshat is the gedar is when somebody is weak and has his he's weak, so therefore there is no pshat shagol davar. Therefore, the numalat struck on what that person needs, then you could go ahead and. You could go out and be meikel. So therefore, if he has a tzarek, to put on tefillin, that's one tzrachim he needs. So therefore, we're going to say that b'malkim where he's weak and he doesn't have koyach, we're going to go out and be meikel to go ahead and do it. Right. Well, maybe just shadows. We have to just keep an eye on him. But yeah, okay, that's all right. Now, this is all when he is weak. Let's say he's not weak; he's totally fine. But he's totally fine now, but he has an issue. He breaks his arm, so he's not able to walk, or breaks his leg, not able to walk. There's nothing weak about him. Love when he's weak, he's like feeling 104 fevers, no shashagal davar. But I'm checking the situation. If a person's not weak, we have no makar, that's going to be mutter. Venegea, older people, older couple, let's say she's Anita, and the shaila is if, or what do you say?
I think
I'm just very rich, you need them. What do you say? Okay, he's much older than her and she's in either. Whatever the story is, she's in either, fine. And the question is it mutter to, in that case, he's not weak, nothing weak about him, he just needs help, you know, getting up, getting down, there's nothing really weak about him, he's just not so mobile, and he needs some help. Over the other, we have no more card that it's, now we're going to be make on these things. So the maisa. Could we go down like this? Let's say she's a chayla. So she's a chayla when we're machamer. Why? The only reason I'm a meiko when he's a chayla. When she's a chayla, talk to the mechaber. Also the baal, liga baal, shamsha, kima, shkila, samcha. The mechaber says everything's going to be aser. Why is everything going to be aser? Because in that type of situation, being that there is a yetzer hara, so therefore we're not going to be meiko. One time we meiko is because when he's weak, mashenkim, she's weak. Lamaisa, in that situation, over there, bechirei gamet, we never meiko. Zok to Rama. Yesh mishayimah, there's no one else mishamshas and mutter, b'chol, b'chinegen, and tzricha, harbor l'chach. So, like Rama, in a situation where it's very, very necessary, and you have no other options, so b'chay gam, even when she is sick, we are going to be meikel. What's called is no one else, so she was radvaz, that if you have to hire somebody, you're supposed to hire somebody. Person discuss how much you have to spend. No, it's not clear 100% what the God there is, but if you have to hire somebody, technically, you'd have to hire somebody. If not, nah. So well, again, if she's a chayla, so if there's no one else to mishamisher, mechaber seems to be machmer, and the Rama holds that if there's no one else to mishamisher, then when you make all, if it's tzrichin harbor l'kach, then in that type of situation we're going to go ahead and be make all. So Rav Yashiv has a tshuva in Halapay Zayin, and he wants to be medamed and said that if he's old and sick, old but not weak. So, could we be damit this? If Tez Zayin, just like in Tez Zayin, we say, Isha Choyla, if there's no one else to be Meshamasher, Mutta B'chol Gavani, Tzichon Habi L'kach, we're going to be Mekel. They don't have, even though there's no one weak and Yitzhar is there, but we're Mekel, we're Mekel, Tzichon Habi L'kach, no one else around. So, what then if he is Choyla, but he's not weak, or he's an old man and he needs help? But you have a dinner like the Isha. Therefore, if there's no one else to be Meshamasher, be Mutta B'chol Gavani, really technically you should go ahead and hire somebody to take care of him. If you're not able to do that, then no one's around or whatever the situation is. So then we'll go ahead and be mutter. We had a shtickle stira, watch time seven tezain when she's a chil and sikh and haibakach. I'm saying in 7 years when a bowel is a rafe, it's also to be mashes the daifik. The Rama says over there. Or makeup there's no other rafe in sakana. Mashmoy is a davar that if it would not be a sakana, so then the lach is then we would not go ahead and be makeup. And the question is, why if it's not a sakana, why by chalishim a sakana over there we're not going to be makeup? If in siftezayin we said chalishim a sakana is no one else around, we're going to be makeup. What over here do you need chalishish by sakana? So we saw two mahakan be sharm, Mr. Meisha in Dalad said that yish a chalik between just mashes a doifik, defik, that you're not so busy. And there's no chance she's going to fall. So over there, only make them look like a sheesh by sakana. I'm thinking, it's a design where you're picking her down. If you're not concentrating, and she's going to fall, you're busy. So b'chei gavna, there is no, b'chei gavna, we're going to be mekel. אם בחולש אין בי סכנה, מה שאין כן, וסתם סמין, אז הוא בזי, סתם דווקא אוכל שיש בי סכנה. אז אני לא יודע מה הלך לבניין שאין סמין סדק, so the chiddick is that Sifri Zayin is much more of a suffix whether it's going to work. Tezayin, you're doing it tzarek, pick him up, pick him down, something which is, the chefsi, you're doing it tzarek. Zayin is a lot of sveikas, you're just taking the pulse. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. Maybe you find the sickest, maybe you'll find the difference. It's much better to take a less of a tayelis than b'chiyai gamna in that situation. We would never make. So it's a lot of matches m'sakim chil before we go weiter, basically. If he's weak, we're going to be mako, but try the best, not hachashpani of the ragu, which has to meet the fun of. Nagia, also try it. You should, they say, if you have to touch, try to touch like the davar acher, use gloves, or try not to touch. She's sick. Mechav is machmir, or most mako, there's no one else around. In that type of situation, you have to hire somebody. If he's sick, but not weak, just like, and he needs help, there also, we would say you have to try to hire somebody. If it's not practical, then we're going to be mako. So therefore, somebody's wife's in labor and she needs help getting up the stairs. So technically, you should have a labor coach. If you don't have a labor coach and there's no one else around, so then tzichin harbeis, and we're gonna, you know, you can be mako be able to help up the stairs. Right to try to touch it. Like they do. What? Sounds like it from the place there is, it's tzichin harbeis and. Better to touch a day dava acher. Better to touch a day dava acher. Being her labor coach to give all the the massager. So what would that be based on what we said?
What?
Like to do labor coach, do pressure point.
Get a labor coach?
No, the husband being labor coach. So right, you're supposed to hire somebody if there's no one around.
It's called to having
Michal Shabbos for it. I'm saying it's definitely super happy. The question is, it's not chivanisha. What? David touch a day dava ach is like the dafek. If you say dafek, the part is whether you're how busy you are, like a kima shkiva, like just falling down. Samcha, that's okay. Over here, if the gather is like. No, so if the gather is only towards the end of Cheshiv Sakana, then most of the time you're not. Michal Shabbos because you didn't get the Cheshiv Sakana, but most of the time you're not. So if the gather is Mashma Davik is because it's only when you're Mashkiva she's going to fall down. You're not going to fall down. It won't be a problem. If the gather is, that's not going to work. The Chari here, it's going to be working. The Chari be Tali.
If she thinks it might work, then it works.
What do you say?
If she thinks it might work, it means
she doesn't think so much at that point.
I forgot to mention Menageya, just running out of time. The Zmanim, which when things are usher. So we said yesterday that Peshas Avesta are no achakes. Mita achas more machas. Sleeping in the same bed, the grass says is more common.
You know
what that? Yes, the grass. You should not be sleeping on the Yom Aves. Mita achas is more machmer, and that you should not be doing. Yom Kippur, more machmer, also time which is machmer on achakes. Mishmur says machol machakis of kusadikay, and in Kippur being a night, being a day, machmana kalkis. Tisha B'av says a night, you're not supposed to touch her. That's the lashon. Kipshutei the mashmoy says there is no machakis, it's just touching. Mitachas and touching will be a problem. During the day on Tisha B'av, then that pashas will be okay. The Ramah brings down at the end that ayin some arachayim peches is allowed to go to the base of the spalal. The Ramah brings down a shita which says that a lady is not allowed going to shul to daven. No, you can be zman to do so. They aren't going to shul the daven. They don't even say daven or make brachas and do anything. Bizman when they're going to be a nida. Bizman libunam. Then the Ramah brings down another shita. Not like that. The Ramah says the minug is like the day of Rishayna. So first, the places can speak out that to say that they didn't daven, like it's almost the tamil, that we can't daven and say brachas when you're a nida, like mechates azach. And they say, you know, it's very tzorch in. Dick and Minig. According to Mishnah Berurah, says the Minig is that they are annoying guests to come in, but they're not mistakel on the Sefer Torah. They don't look at the Ksava Sefer Torah, and they don't stare at a Sefer Torah. Bizman when they are seen. Bizman libunam when the mama sing. Sorry, when the mama sing. Not bizman when they're nida. You know, as you have older lady, you have a single girl who's a nida, right? They don't say she can't look at the Ksav Sefer Torah. The minig is only b'shas when they actually sing, they're flowing. Then they're not, the minig is then when I'm stakal, when it's open, right? When I'm stakal, the ksav sefer Torah. Other things on my we're going to be making. Even in the das mechmim, the ramos is a lot of very important. that the mach, even those who are machbis, they can come to the shul. B'yom in Nairayim, there's a man shakul nesteh. Everyone's masasif over there. Everyone comes in. So he says he's able to go in and be meiko because sar godol lehem. Why is that out there? Who cares? Sar godol lehem. Turns his betzim. This halach is not an iser. What is it? He just lets cover base like nesus. Maybe it's not an aray. It's not so. This man didn't do so. There's no iser betzim. It's just not. I'll cover base like nesus. Maybe it's a chsarn and cover base like nesus. For them to come in and be say it's not this, but Malkins be it's Sarah Lam, difficult for them. So then, like Yom Ram and other times, Zak Derama, even the Machmirim were make over there.
It's
not going to save a tire, it's also part of the cover of the Sakhavis. It's a cover of the like Masha. Now, another minute is brought down in terms of going into Besa Kfaris, where the Nashim or Anidas are not going to go into Besa Kfaris. So this is something which, the question is. The Kapaskin over there, Meshwar brings down, they're not supposed to go into the Beis HaKfaris Besas when they're exited in Nida. So, there are a couple of different shahs. Number one is this halach apply like the din, like we said, going to Beis HaKnesses, not going to flowing, or it's called man that they are a Nida. The Lashon of Mishabur is ad shiyatvelu, till they go to the mikvah. That's where it's that he says the till they go to the mikvah. Not just when they're flowing. What's the difference? Shalili says, because Yishta Chalakdin, Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaKvaris. Beis HaKnesses is Atzkov. Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaKvaris is just like whamming all the Tumas together. It's like Tumas Nida with Tumas Mace. That's like, therefore, all the Tumas together. So therefore, that's why it's a Din Ad Sheyit. There are many which are Mekel, which say that the Minig is only when she's actually flowing, and when she's not actually flowing, then it's then we're going to, what? Because they're going also. There's also the Indian covered. The also covered a mason. And that will be the Indian. And the many which are make will be made. But a burger is always make. If they're not flowing, they can be make. The mice will come out. If you might like the Mishnah Berurah, a seminary girl can never ever go to basic bars, right? Or somebody who is a Ambana, or who happens to be Nido, who never ever go to the base. So I heard Nusach, I'm not sure exactly what Nusach is. Then Ramesh said it's only when there's a din to go to the mikvah. Hashem can apnuyu almanu. There's no din to go to the mikvah. It says that type of Nusach like that. I'm not understanding the
clue. Yeah, Halchama doesn't say grandparents alive.
Like, Halchama
is this.
Hold on a second, we'll get that in a second. Nusach Hashem Ramesh like that. I'm not sure exactly what the exact Nakuda is. There's also Nachetter that if a Friday if you go to the void is lost COVID. So I think Rebbe always says the only noig can be when the mamash flowing. That's number one. Number two is that let's say there's a yard site or there's a levaya. So if they could go and stay on the dalam, is zechitov. But if not, could we shtelsu sort of a vadia and taras habayis want to shtelsu the halacha we said by basic class, just like basic class, mikol mokim. There is tzar lahem because now there's so much of iser, just inyan. He says so we didn't over here. That it's just Inyan Ba'alma and Makam Mitzar is going to be Mekel, therefore, Noigan Lachal, but Makam, basically, Noigan Lachal, called Fuses Shal, that Makam Tsarich, it's going to be Mutter, there's a Shleishim, there's a Sheva, there's a Levaya, there's a yard site that we're going to be Mekel, and. Kibbet Tzadikim doesn't make so much of a difference. No. It's a lot. Okay, right. In terms of. Mubaris is a whole different thing. Mubaris is Makaris Mubaris not going in is not and really so much based on Nigla. Maybe Gishtelsa the Mishnah Para, but it's not really so much based on Nigla. It's just in Yonim. If you have it in Yonim, yeah. If you don't have Yonim, you don't have Yonim. In terms of, we have a lot to do, we only have a couple of minutes left. In terms of Mita, so it says that you're not supposed to make your bed because it's considered drum just going to look at the bed. We have to get through Safsal Masnadid and whatever. Okay. You're not allowed to be Matsi Mitasi Bafana. What's the reason why? Because that's one of the things which is drum shal Chiba. Dafka priest Adam Smith, which is there. Chiba, it says Samita is not Chiba, is going to be Mata. Shalay Bafana, we call Mata after the Yodei, so it's Matsa Sayasim. So kids are making the bed. Drum shal Chiba is something which is going to be awesome. It's Dafka. The fun of it is going to be awesome. Even if you know that they're going to do it, there is no problem. Now, the place in say that's only when it's davar shel chiba, like preparing the bed to go to sleep. It's not keeping the house neat. See their amitas. They say that kipshutay, that's not going to be a problem. And it's only like preparing the bed And then that's something for going to sleep is going to be Ram Stam. Keeping the house clean is going to be okay. When someone wants to ask a shayla, it's like freezing outside. Can the wife lie on the bed to warm up the bed so like when the husband comes in, it's nice, warm, and cozy?
No.
Huh? Shalai b'fanav. Any other lying is also b'fanav. It's definitely had this halacha. And you know, kipshuta is going to be mutter. In terms of the yeshiv and mita yechadas law, there's a halacha that he's not allowed. We're running out of time. Sorry, I apologize. We're running out of. He's not allowed to sit on a bed, which is miyuchadla afilu shalai b'fanav. That the issur is it's him sitting on her bed. The halacha is that it's aser to sleep on her bed, which is miyuchad for her. Even shalai b'fanav, koshkin line is going to be also. What's the reason why? Because this considered error, and said here you have the hagah of error. So if a bed which is miyuchad for her, then it's also for him to sit or lie on her bed. We said the get a miyuchad is there for is not 100% clear in the hospital bed of her pashtas. You can make us not consider miyuchad for her. If you're going somewhere one night, they say it's her bed, you know, it's pretty
sure.
Well, once again, bad pashtas, we say that's not called miyuchad for her, and that's not really a problem. We once have the shayla that they always switch around beds. So is that called miyuchad for her? Or is it not called miyuchad for her? No, this is a shayla. When the mutter, they slept one way, and the aser, they slept the other way, every single time. Why they do it, this is a question with the kid, I guess, you know, where the kid was in terms of climbing over. So every time the mutter slept one way, and the aser, they slept the other way. So I think Rabbi Berkowitz did not like it. He said that she's sleeping on her bed. Shevach Rosenblatt, he held the Gavit of Bnei Brak, the Tamar of Nissen, the Gam Chacham, he held that, no, Shad is right now, and this is mine, it's not her bed, and therefore he wanted to go ahead and make it. He said one night, Kishuta, it's hard, you know, Kishuta, you can make it next to her bed. You're going for a couple of days, okay, you know, then already he's considered their problem. In terms of her going on his bed, so if she's not allowed to sleep, lie down in front of him, the Tanya says, because when you're lying down, getting up, and when you're getting down and coming up, that's also considered Koshkin Shilai Tisha Mita Shalai, Shkafa Vukuma, Shiva Mutala Mita Shalai, Dile Maragalai. That she's allowed to sit on his bed even in front of him. Mashenkein Shalai Bafanov, she's even allowed to lie down. So because she is allowed to lie Shalai Bafanov, in front of him she can't lie, and sitting is going to be mud there. The Pesach Shiva brings down that sitting when he's not in the city. He's like the Pesach Shiva, if he's not around in the city, then it's mutter. If she's not around, he's mutter even for him to sit on her bed when she's not going to be around. Place him say city left off because she's in the hospital for a couple of days, so she's not around. So then there's not, so the brother, when she's not around, there's no chashir. So then the Pesach Shiva says, I'm sitting in the place of Shiva, so she's going to wait for a couple of days also. He can be makel. Shira Levy says makel for a couple of days. He's able to go ahead and be makel and say that there's no problem of lying down either. Bed is lavdafka, we say, hudin, pillows, blankets, is miyuch for her. It's going to be a problem. Hudin her sheets. Now, with that cloud, a lot of families aren't like miyuchadika sheets. It's not like her sheet, your sheet. You know, you switch it around, so therefore the mice, it wouldn't be a problem. As the mice was a kid once, took up all the blankets, the pillows, and mixed everything all up now. It's now a suffix. You don't know which is hers. Huh? It's Terubis. Chad betray, light bottle, Davar Chashev. The whole, you say the Isser is hers, in as much that it's, you don't sleep for a week. In as much that it's not hers, then it's Pashtus. Pashtus does not be a problem. On a couch, they say, like a recliner, they say Pashtus is not considered, that's not considered a mita. Stafka sitting on a mita, if it's a couch, will not be considered a mita. This is switching beds. Can you switch beds one time? So a lot of places say you can't, because right now the first day I'm sleeping on her bed. This is her bed. You know, if I could switch to Mekalabah, it's not going to make a difference. Right now I'm in her bed. The record is make if you do it once. Make a Mekalabah, you're switching, you know, you say he's make to go ahead and do it. You go ahead and you're able to switch. In terms of the beds, you know, it says that the beds shouldn't be attached. If the beds are attached, then the beds are touching each other. That's main mita achas. We He said if it's just attached to the headboard, Kipshutei, that would not be semitachas, and that, you know, that would not be a problem. Only the beds are touching. How apart they have to be, the Pesach Shuvah's maker, Denamashu, is enough. The other minhagim, which are more machma, the Stakat Shuvah brings down that if the blankets touch each other, it's going to be a problem. The Yom Rishim, the Arizal, that should be Amo away, that should be Amo away, and the different anhagas. So Ikar Din is Beds Anashu, you know, these other anhagas are very nice anhagas. Now, but again, if you're going away or something, or you buy your parents and you want to separate it, you know, the kid didn't mashu, it'll be okay. And obviously, use your brains in terms of, you know, make sure you don't bump into each other. Okay, safsal masnadi. This is one of the hardest halachas, I guess. Bunk break pashas is mutter. It's not pashas
mutter.
It's going to be mutter. In terms of safsal masnadi, it says, you know, it's on a Safsal Oryx Musnade Mukula Koisai, each and either Mishavis alog. What's the Sivis Adavar? So the Shach says it's made Mita Achas, just like Mita Achas Zasar from our one long bed. That's made Mita Achas, and therefore it's going to be Asar. Shach is another side, maybe it's called some type of level of Nagia. The Taz says he said it up inside Herer, that it's some type of gift of Herer, that if you're on the same Safsal, that's going to be considered a Herer, and that's going to be Asar. The Chumis said Deshem seems to go that some type of level of chiba. You're on one thing together, and sasam masnade is some type of level of chiba. Therefore, if we want to go rowboating, that's definitely aser, because that's something of masnade, canoeing, rowboating, that's something of sasam masnade, and that's something which is going to be aser. In terms of sitting on a couch, so if it's a hard couch, there's no problem. If it's a soft couch, which you feel each other, so then that's considered sasa masnade, and therefore it's going to be aser. The Rambam brings down that if you have a situation that is mechuber lekoisel, if it's attached to the koisel, so then that's going to be mutter. Why does mechuber lekoisel work? Not 100% clear. If the word is mita achas, like the shach, so why is it not mita achas? It's because mechuber lekoisel. If the svar is chashash herer, so there's no chashash herer if it's attached to the koisel. 100% clear. So you could say there's no movement, but then there's no chiddush, then it's not masnadi. It's a little masnadi. Or Moshe's medayit. So why don't we just give a gedagra of movement? How much movement you need?
Stiff.
Then it's not really masnadi. You know, or Moshe says it must be that it is masnadi and still is mutter. Otherwise, what's the chiddush? But Akvam is a shen rama that if it's a sasa masnadi, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, on some anything which is chuvah lekarka, therefore it won't be a sir of sasa masnadi. But again, going on vacations. So, first thing when you get going on vacations is that it's pasha, just like schoik and kalas reish is going to be aser, because that's some maybe the ergal. So, vacation is also that. So, you know, it's pasha that meets on that pasha, that should be a problem going on vacation. And definitely, may need to do so, it's not a time to go on vacation. So you could say that you can be mechalik planning. What are you trying to do? If you're going to like having, you know, you're going to have a let loose, have a good time. Maybe that's more like kalas reish. If it's more like just a resting vacation, chilling out vacation, just relaxing, and then maybe that would not go into the gather of schlik and kalas reish. You know, as Rebbe Brucker says, over it depends on how you're going. If you're going like on vacation, then that's gonna be a problem. If it's just more like resting up, maybe we could say that's not considered. What? That's not.
What?
Not a small trip. So now they're going to a hotel. We're tonight in the hotel. The bottom line is no one wants to be us, right? Right? You know, the shahs about birth control come fast and furious, like Costa Benazamana, right? I go birth control, so it shouldn't be because you might become either when we're going on vacation, okay? So kids are that's the reason why Pashas. So get that in a second. So in terms of going on vacation, if we get around the schlik and kalas reish, is the tzur vacation I have to go on? Is there isur and tiol ba'atzam or not? So the Rambam brings down that also, you know, like when sasam snadi, I forgot to mention it. Odom achamasa b'neim is a heter in on sasam snadi. If you're on a couch and somewhere between you, that's a heter.
Cage.
No, it's not there. Chiba. What? There's something in between. You wrote about other people's dreams. Okay. Chen liyech mishtei ba'gol achas v'nachas 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 v' Nagalachas, Sminachas, we're going for Tiol, for Ganes Pardesim, Ailch Meir, Litzacha, Mutter, Apish, Ishtoi, Vadam, in order to make sure not to touch each other. So, two ways to approach is how to understand what Ramah is talking about. He could be saying a massive Kula, or he could be saying a tremendous Chumrah. There's one way, start with stuff, the Kula, that Ramah is saying that it's a Hemshech of Sasa Masnade, that is Isser Sasa Masnade. Now, if you're going traveling in a Tzura where Sasa Masnade, so if you're going for Tiol, we answer that. If you're going with Tzrachov, that's the thing which Chazal can't answer. It's not something which you're able to answer. You can't answer somebody that you can't travel. We can't do that thing. Therefore, B'mokim, even if it's Sasa Masnade, you're going for your Tzrachim, you're going for something which you need, so B'chai Gavna, they never answered it, and it'll come out saying, Avevik Kulo, that Litzrachov, there is no Isser of Sasa Masnade. That's one approach to understand the Ramah. There's another approach to understand the Ramah, the Ramah is saying a tremendous Chumrah. The Chumrah inside in the Shaka Vatari back and forth. He seems to say that just like we asked Sasa Masnade, so too we should answer going on a teal, going together in on a trip. So first he says, going with other people, it's not derechiba slash nbiyaser. It's different than a safsal. A safsal is derechiba, going on traveling, people travel all the time, it's not something bechavetz davar shechiba. Misrar shvi mutter. Then at the end, it should be says, loy buri li lahatra, I'm not 100% clear to matter. If you're going derech tiyol, maybe if you go derech tiyol, that's considered like a derechiba, and it's going to be awesome. So in the world of Chumas Adesh and Kibshutai, it's not so much of a hamshech. It's saying that it's two separate things. There's the Isser of Sasa Masnade, and there's the Isser of Tiol Derechiba. That's something which is going to. That's something which is going to. Which is going to Aser. So there are many say, if you look at Judaism inside, he's saying Tiol is Aser. Even if it's not Sasa Masnade, it's Derechiba. So therefore, any Tiol is going to be Aser. And Tiol Derech. Archishon, example, Malcolm Agav. Any Archishon. That any Tiol going on Tiol is going to be also. What's the get of Tiol? Tiol is Ganes HaPardesim, you know, going to Simcha, going for Etzaira, going to shopping, going to Chasna, going to family. That's not called Tiol, but going on a Tiol, some type of trip. That's something Bechafsa, which is going to be also. And even if it's not Sasa Masnade, that something's going to be also. If you're just walking. So that the Aruch HaShulchan would say, Nachem Lahachmir, where Moshe says that no. The only time in the Aser is when you're sitting together in a car, you're not doing anything, B'chai Gavin, the Aser. Mashen Kain, if you're not, if Mashen, you're walking, you're always sick in something, that's not called, there is no Kshash, and if, what?
Derech to the trip is also Aser?
That's part of Tio, could be, yeah. Therefore, if you're walking, so Moshe would say that even that world is not going to be Aser, because you're always sick in something, and therefore, B'chai Gavin, it's not going to be Aser. So on the side of Machmim, we say Tiol is going to be Aser. If you're walking, maybe it's going to be Mutter. And Stam traveling is going to be Aser. Why is it going to be Aser? Because it's some type of level of, in terms of Dashin world, some type of level of Derechiba, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So there's one shtickle over in this whole thing is in the world of the Shach. The Shach says, what's this Asas on the Snadid? Mita'achas, Negiya. Not so much a vart of chiba. So in the world of the shach, if you're going on a vacation and you're traveling like nowadays cars, you're driving in the front seat and she's in the passenger seat or the separate seats. In the world of the shach, would there be an isser in that type of situation or not? Can you make a dimyan, even say more, can you make a dimyan from sasa misnadeid to traveling derech tiol? Because in the world of Chiba, we can say, Sasana is Derech Chiba, there's also Derech Chiba. After what, it's just like, Mita Achas, Negiya. So, how do we get from Sasa Masnade, which is a word of like, Mita Achas, Negiya, to traveling to Yol? Like, what's it? Is any here any Dimin?
There's no
Shai. Well, I'm talking about a different bench now. A different bench. And I want to know if you're in a passenger seat. In that type of case. In the world of the Shach, the Chorik Kipshtei, for sure, it's going to be Mutter. There's no, you're on separate benches, no Negiyah, no Mita. No, in the Shach's world, if you're going to say the Chumas Adashin meant that it's going to be Aser, it's only going to be when it's...
So it's not a hemshach chazan, it's not some.
What?
It's like you're learning as a
hemshach. It's not even a hemshach.
You're saying the shach.
No, it's any way, Rabbi Yankel. It's any way in the shach that you can learn that it's not a hemshach. No, there's any way in the shach to say that tiul is usur or lima from sasal misnadid when they're not on the same sasal.
Well, it's not a hemshach. It's not a hemshach. It's just another halacha.
Yeah, but the whole truth of the Dessen was coming off of that, right? It was coming off. He says, sasal is usur, that's chiba, this is chiba. The shach, who didn't understand the Ramah like that in his world, I don't think there'd be, if you're going separately. And it's chiddush shani brings down. So the Chazan says that if you're going separately, so even to you, I don't know, maybe chetesa. We don't find even she's a dash. He says maybe it's only also when they're together, even though it's not like that. And so if it's not derech, if they're separate, sitting separate, it's going to be also. Meir Brandsdorf in Alpei Ches says the only time she's dash and answer derech to you is only a situation where they're sitting on the same bench. Even though he says they're in front, they're in back, and all of these is like one big attached thing. Mashenkin, if you're going separately, you're on separate seats. Or the front and the back, he says, "V'chei gavna." He wants to say it's never going to be usher, and it's going to be mutter. Ramosha goes with the approach that Besem it's a hemshech of sasal misnadid. Therefore, if it's not misnadid, nothing to talk about in Ramosha's world. Two separate seats, nothing to talk about, and there's no sign in the world to answer according to Ramosha. If it's one seat and then be if it's one seat and it's misnadid, then Kipshuta, it's going to be a problem when you're going for Tiol. So Moshe is Mechadish, just like we say, this thing, Davar Mechav LaKarka, is not a problem for whatever reason. So over here, if it's heavy, Moshe said that's called Davar Mechav LaKarka, and therefore Moshe wants to say that Bechal is no problem going in a car, because that's something which is called Davar Mechav LaKarka, and therefore it's going to...
Even
though the seats come out? Even though the, yeah, so Moshe in Svara is a very big Chiddush, so you understand that so much, that... A car which is moving is called Mechuvah LaKarka, and you know it's very hard, and you know definitely in Svara is a very tremendous picture. So let's just make Seder over here, it's a little not so Besidar. So Ketzer Halacha L'Maisa in terms of traveling in a car. So to go to ATL. So we say first, you have to always get around certain Kalasuish issues. You have to make sure like that. And the vacation can't be a vacation which is a letting loose vacation. That seems more like a resting vacation than moving around this generation. The next thing is we have to travel. The Maisa, it is Teol. Are we able to get around the Teol? So Moshe Maisa is Maturit, so, you know, we're going to have a hard time. Maisa Moshe is Maturit. It is very much like a Svara Moshe. When Moshe is Maturit. Even now, like Moshe, there is a side to say, let's say, if the Shach's world, definitely if you're sitting on two different seats, we don't have so much of a car to answer. So, you know, if you're in two different seats, and if they're two different seats, you know, there's mokin to be meko, because then definitely in the shakra world is going to be okay, and kipshut in that case is going to be mota. To go on the same seat when it's asam snadid, and the only time that then betsam, in terms of desam, what kipshut for sure would answer, and the shakra definitely kipshut answer. The only thing I have is, that's more chushtik as far as Ramosha. You know, it's definitely a very big chiddush. What?
Old cars
in the front seat out of one bench, or if you're in the back seat taking a taxi together. And if it's misnadid. The taxi is not misnadid, right? They're not misnadid.
They're called
the
chirim,
and
the taxi
is called
the chirim.
You have to have a chirim in between, right?
Well, you have to between. No, the chirim is without a chirim.
What do you say?
The chirim is actually, what's the
difference
between?
Hold on a second.
The chirim is just one of the people in between. You have the driver, you have different people.
Hold on a second. If it's on the same bench, so then... Kids with separate seats, it's much more easy to make a b'shefa. If it's a safsa misnadi, then it's mamish misnadi. The only thing I have is a moisha, you know, which is mechudish l'kesvara. If it's not misnadi, then we're getting into the vikuach. Is the chumash d'eshen separate svara until it's going to be aser, or chumash d'eshen is a hamshach asas misnadi and it's going to be mutter? And what? You put a kid in between, then definitely the Chayi Gavna is going to be more shadid, so that's right, that's not Tiol. The Shalaz, if it's just like, beside you, is that like Davar Magilan Day, whatever. If the stomach's a Davar is, every time you go out to eat, it's like date night, and you're on the way to whatever. then we would not recommend it. If you if it's something which you know it's a regular thing, some people eat out once a week, so you know we would not consider that anything. Also depends where you're going. Are you going to like I don't know, Bush Bagels? Are you going to Entrecot? Then you know we used to call it depending what type of place you're going to. But if it's just a regular normal thing, you know we would not. It's like we're not consider it to you. It's something which is hakdamot to whatever. Then you know maybe we mark that as something else. Schreik and Kavlos Reich. It's not Derechiba. If you have somebody in between, it's not Derechiba.